It has been a stimulating 12 to 24 hours for our first guest. Chad Gamble is the City of Lansing's COO and Director of Public Services, and we welcome him back to Current State. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Mark. Stimulating is certainly one word you could use.
It was the best all-purpose word that I could find to probably describe your life for the last 12 to 24 hours. Tell us where the city stands right now in the aftermath of this storm from your perspective. Are you facing any particular challenges providing key services?
Well, we've done, I think, the City of Lansing team has done a tremendous job of, again, reacting to another one of these winter storms that seemingly we're set to get here over the next couple of months. We started plowing very early on Saturday evening, and we've basically continued winter operations with approximately 25 public service team members around the clock, making sure that we can hit this event as hard as we possibly can. And we have been very successful in doing that. The mayoral declaration of a snow emergency has certainly helped us mass our staffing to maximize our plowing capabilities. We have, as of this time, Mark, been able to clear most, if not all, of the major streets. We are now very soon going to be entering into the local streets and working our way through the city to get what is approximately 15 inches of snow cleared away from the locals so that they can now make it to the major streets.
What key pieces of information or advice then do you have as we speak right now, Chad, for Lansing residents?
Well, the mayoral declaration, Mayor Bonero declared a snow emergency, and it started a couple things kind of cascading from there. One of the things I wanted to highlight is until we are able to get into your neighborhood, we would certainly encourage people to stay put. The travel in local streets, unless you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, is very challenging. In addition to that, we would certainly request that people do not park their vehicles on the street. The snow emergency has caused us to begin towing any vehicle that is now parked in the roadway. The plows will find it very difficult to maneuver in the snow. It will slow things down, and it certainly increases the susceptibility of those cars being damaged by the snow that is thrown by the plows because it is so much of it and so heavy. Also today, all non-essential government functions are closed at the local level for the City of Lansing as well as the state, in addition to all the other closings that is doesn't happen very often throughout the region. And we will continue to provide updates. If people are interested, they can go to the City of Lansing's webpage, go to the public service webpage and draw down on the operations and maintenance web sheet, and it will provide people updates on where we're at plowing physically or in the city. And again, we're going to be starting here in the next hour or so, and they can sign up for Nixel alerts. There is a link on the webpage that will send a text message to people referencing a map saying we're in plow routes 2, 3, 4, 9, and 12, and we'll be entering, you know, routes 15, 17, and 19 later this morning, for example. So we want to make sure that our residents are communicated with, because as we move through the city, people want to have information. We want to be very responsive to our customers.
What advice do you have, Chad, for residents who have what they feel is important business that they need to attend to, who are inclined to venture out?
Well, certainly use caution, because there are a lot of pedestrians that unfortunately are walking in the streets.
Yes.
And we would certainly encourage people, although it's 15 inches of snow that they'll have to shovel or ask their neighbor with a Tim Allen-style snowblower to help them out with. But we certainly would ask people to begin clearing the snow from their sidewalks. The mayor has postponed the enforcement of the sidewalk ordinance for 48 hours so people can clear the snow. That is not to say that we're encouraging people to wait 48 hours, because it is so vitally important that people do that, because the snow is now so high at the street level that the pedestrians and certainly kids could be concealed by the snowbank. So please go out there, take your time doing it, but we encourage people to clear their sidewalks. I would also encourage people, if until they get to a major street, they should be fine. But certainly pack a shovel, pack some warm clothes, some mittens, obviously hat and gloves, because the temperature is dropping drastically, and we don't want them to get caught in a position where they might be in trouble.
Very good. We're going to learn more here from Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson in just a moment. Chad Gamble, we want to thank you. Chad is the City of Lansing COO and Director of Public Service. We wish you well. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks so much, Mark. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Well, let's turn now to Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson. Joan is the director of the Department of Human Relations and Community Services for the City of Lansing, and Joan coordinates food, shelter, and utility assistance programs for the needy. Joan, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you.
What's the current situation here, then, with regard to shelters in Lansing? I take it that is your highest priority?
My highest priority certainly is shelter, you know, safety issues for heat, food, basic needs. And our shelters are beyond their capacity, every last one, with the exception of a couple that would pose, you know, serious challenges for the fire marshal. But all of the others are at capacity. Volunteers of America today, because it's the only day shelter that's open during the week, is above and beyond. In fact, we're getting ready to haul some extra chairs and a couple of tables over there, about 30 chairs.
Yeah, how great a concern is that for you if these are already at capacity and we're looking at a couple of days of really frigid temperatures?
Well, what will happen, we probably have maxed out, and anyone else coming in, we will make alternative arrangements for them. Seniors in particular, or individuals with physical challenges, we will probably end up motelling.
Okay. And where are the existing shelters located, Joan?
The existing shelters, we have one in East Lansing, which is Haven House, and their capacity is 28, and they are at full capacity. They have 19 children. They don't have room for overflow. Again, safety and fire concerns would limit them. The Family Center, which is run by the Lansing City Rescue Mission in Lansing, have 90 women and children there at this time. The City Rescue Mission, which is on Michigan Avenue for men, their capacity is 50, and they have 9 over. Loaves and Fishes has capacity for 10, 6 men, 4 women, and they are 3 over, which means that we have people on air beds over there. Volunteers of America probably is the biggest challenge right now. They have capacity for 50 men, and we have 74. So there are 24 in the overflow in their day room sleeping on a cot. In the women's shelter, there are capacity for 19, and there are 8 over in that area, again, sleeping in a different area. So we've had to bring in extra supervision, extra cots through emergency management, and there's a request today for extra chairs because you have people standing with no place to sit. Now, we always make sure that all doors are clear in case there's a fire or something, but we're using every corner of that building.
Is there anything? No, continue, please.
And they were, made the request for snacks, drinks, and some extra food over there, which we will get to them within the next hour or so.
Joan, is there anything the public at large can do, those of us whose lives are relatively under control here, to help your situation?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that I'm having right now is finding warm gloves, hats for adults and women in particular. Men gloves, larger sizes, we just can't find. Myers Walmart's basically out of gloves. And we look, obviously, for something that's affordable for us, and looking for blankets for both Volunteers of America and the Mission, but both places need gloves. We also would love to have any snow pants, anyone that has lying around that's clean and gently used, hats for kids, gloves for kids as well. Our challenge the next couple of days is getting people from point A to B. And if individuals need shelter, if something has gone awry at home or if they're without food, they can call the non-emergency number at LPD if they don't have means to get to one of the shelters to secure food or just a warm place to be.
Okay, that's the non-emergency number at Lansing Police.
That's correct. R211.
Or 211. I wanted to ask you about that. Has 211 been busy here during the ice storm and now after the snowstorm?
Well, 211 was so busy that I think they got to a point where their system was saturated and the resources dwindled. And what happened is that my number somehow was given out, and I, at one point, just thought I was ready to drop my phone in the dumpster or something. We didn't have all the answers, but we worked things out, and it certainly was a learning experience for all. We were able, the city through our department, were able to assist the American Red Cross, and on Christmas morning, we do a normal brunch, my family, and a ton of friends from the community, through donations, had a breakfast down there. We had over 2,000 people come in and out of Advent House that morning. The sad part, for a lot of people, we normally give out gifts. We didn't have enough. Mm. So the only persons that received anything were kids coming in. We just couldn't give out the hats, gloves, because we'd already used them.
Well, before we let you go, Joan, just remind us here, if someone does find themselves in need of shelter, where do they go? Do they go to one of the existing shelters that is already full and you will redirect them?
That's correct. Okay. Go to Volunteers of America on large, and we will make sure that they have a place to go.
Okay. And in the meantime, stocking caps and gloves are all. Where should people take those if they have them?
Volunteers of America also, or the City Rescue Mission.
Okay, very good. Joan Jackson Johnson is the director of the City of Lansing's Department of Human Relations and Community Services. Joan, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Also, we want to check out the situation here in East Lansing here today. East Lansing declared a snow emergency as well last night. We have East Lansing City Manager George Lahanas on the line to current state here this morning. Hi, George.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well. How are you faring today in East Lansing?
We're doing okay. You know, we've had quite a winter already, and it's only the beginning of January.
Yeah. Do you have any particular challenges here? I was lucky enough. I got a ride down Grand River about 6:45 this morning, and Grand River was really quite passable, quite drivable. Are you facing any particular challenges here, transportation or otherwise, here as we start the day?
By transportation, because we had such a huge volume of snow that what happened yesterday was our public works director, who's responsible for snow removal, was out looking at the state of the roads at that point and how snow was coming down, and said that they actually just needed people off the roads because people were becoming stuck at intersections, and that's making our jobs a lot more difficult getting the streets clear. So at that point, I requested to the mayor that we declare a state of emergency to make sure we could have people and give people direction to stay off the roads so we can get them cleared. We've made good progress. State trunk lines are generally clear. The major streets are generally clear. And we've probably gotten through a little less or about half the city in terms of local streets. So there's quite a bit of work left to do, and that will take the remainder of the day likely. And the other thing is that even though we've gotten these streets passable, we'd have to probably go back through and cut the banks back and move the snow back further because it's sort of perhaps too narrow in a lot of areas.
It becomes a visibility issue at a lot of intersections, I think. And now, cold weather is a particular challenge. How concerned are you about the frigid weather here that's settling in?
Well, we hope that part of that direction that we gave out was information that people should stay indoors if at all possible. And hopefully people follow that because it is quite dangerous to be in that type of wind chill with that low a temperature. And, you know, obviously we can't make any people stay indoors, but it's just a recommendation and we hope people follow that. And also staying off the roads is very helpful, again, to allow the public service crews to do their work, but also emergency crews to do their work if there's any emergencies.
You know, I heard about Court 54A being closed today. Is 54B is closed, I presume, as well?
Correct.
Okay.
All the operations that aren't essential. So City Hall, the court, our Parks and Recreation, community centers, public library are all closed today.
Okay, very good. And I know some number of East Lansing residents are served by the Lansing Board of Water and Light. I have to ask before we let you go, are you attending tomorrow night's BWL board meeting involving the utilities response to the ice storm?
Well, we're actually having having our own city council meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, so we have our own public meeting to attend, and we'll be discussing this issue at that point in terms of the city's response to that emergency. So we have work going on that night, so we'll be at our own meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, George, we appreciate your time here this morning to update the situation in East Lansing. George Lahanas is City of East Lansing City Manager. Thank you, George. Good luck.